Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be a particularly powerful broadcast today. Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily and, of course, of all the New York Times number one bestsellers is scheduled to be in studio with us coming up later in the hour. And obviously I'm going to be covering a lot of important news in the meantime. The news is all so completely out of control and over the top that I don't even know how to respond at this point. If you go up to Infowars.com, airport terror announcements now being played in hotels. I mean, this is beyond 1984, where Big Brother's only in government buildings saying, watch your neighbors, look out for terrorists. This is now in the hotels. And they spy on the patrons and fill out data sheets on you even while you're eating. This is 5,000-plus major U.S. hotels signed on to do this. All official. TSA is now conducting random warrantless checkpoints on South Lamar, that's about a mile and a half from where I'm sitting, and are searching people's persons and bags. And they announced they're just going to do whatever they want. And I was told this about 3 months ago by a senior Austin police officer. He said they've been told that they can't search someone without a warrant, but that the federal government is basically putting us under a civil emergency quietly, and that they're being told that you can do it when the TSA's there with you. And Austin police bullied people into being groped. And it's on local ABC News. We have the clip up there. This is going on yesterday while I'm on the radio. And reportedly, they're going to be back. So it's going to be a semi-permanent deal, just like Dallas and Houston. I mean, I'd tell people 5 years ago TSA was showing up in Dallas, and people said, that's not true. I haven't seen it on the news. But I talked to family that saw it. And about 2 years ago, they started having it in the news. Oh, there's no way you're going to have feds searching people on the side of the road. Well, it's going on right now. And, I mean, they had the Army out at public events searching us in Austin, and they never announce it. It's there to acclimate and condition. While the border is wide open. In fact, I have video we haven't even aired yet. We've been so overwhelmed and busy of illegal aliens just crossing in droves on the Texas-Mexico border. While the Border Patrol backs up park rangers harassing UT alumni, a group of lawyers sitting around drinking a few Coors Lights. And they were writing them tickets, everything else. And I'm like, hey, there's illegal aliens right there. And just laughing at me. And then driving 70 miles from up by the border into the U.S. and coming to a checkpoint where they wanted to search the vehicle. But I basically got in their face and told them no. Well, we've got all the footage of this. I mean, it's us. We comply, so we are slaves. And then I have off-the-chart video in Illinois where the neighbor and the homeowner, the police come and go over their fence without a warrant, with the power company to put smart meters on that on record eavesdrop on you and dial into all your new smart appliances on record and control how hot or cold your house can be and double charge you and all the rest of this garbage. It was developed by Enron 15 years ago as part of their fraud program. And the police, they're standing on the street. The police say, I don't give you authorization to film me. The woman put it on YouTube, and the police came, this is in the Chicago Tribune, and arrested her and are charging her with resisting. They say in the affidavit, talking to them was resisting. And the woman's like, you don't have a right to be in my backyard. I don't want this smart meter. I've told them I don't want it. And the police say, we'll do whatever we want. And they look like total goons. And then they came and arrested her, and they said, you're lucky we're not charging you with a felony. Actually, the courts have thrown it out over 100 times in Illinois. They're doing it as the misdemeanor so they can trick her in the regular court to not getting her jury trial. I mean, this government is absolutely rapacious and criminal. We're all in grave danger. The founders warned us, keep government on a short leash or it'll put you on a leash.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Friday, the 25th day of January, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Dr. Jerome Corsi is here. He'll be in studio with us coming up in about 25 minutes, and we have other guests today coming up as well. Okay, where to start? Number one, Dianne Feinstein's gun confiscation bill, because that's basically what it does, and it bans hundreds and hundreds of guns, not 150. Exempts police and retired police and other government workers for life from these laws. This is a title of nobility. That's what nobility was. You could be signed up as a sir, was the lowest level, and then ride up to lords and dukes and barons. If you would serve the system, well, you're exempt from all the laws. And that's what one of the Rockefellers told the late, great filmmaker Aaron Russo in Hollywood. He told him, look, we're all going to have a microchip that says, kiss my butt, using the more pejorative term, kiss my you-know-what, where we're just above the law, national security, we go around the checkpoints, around the body scanners, around the control, we're exempt, you're not. You'll all be face scanned and controlled. Well, RAND Corporation, MIT, they've all said that is the plan. And we are going under martial law, incrementally. Checkpoints all over the highways, police taking blood without warrants, now gang gun checkpoints all over the country where they randomly, from New York to Texas, pull you over and search your car. Totally illegal, but it's being announced. We got the video coming up of this and the audio for radio listeners. The article's up at InfoWars.com right now. TSA conducts random checks at Austin train station. Well, actually, they did it out on South Lamar on the road downtown. And we have the video. That is coming up. We have, again, Feinstein gun control bill to exempt government officials. That's anybody in government, federal government, for life, and police. See, the police are like, well, I don't want to give my guns up when I retire. Well, they're saying, don't worry, you're going to be exempt. They told the Russian military and the Russian federal police the same thing in 1917. And so they went along with the gun confiscation of the general public. And, of course, you know what happened to the police and military after that. This is a totally unconstitutional, discriminatory. But, see, you're taught discrimination is black, white, north, south, man, woman, Hispanic, white, Catholic, Protestant. You're taught all that. Now, discrimination is the big mega banks exempt from taxes, lobbying to have your taxes raised to give themselves corporate welfare, your money. Discrimination is governments exempt from smart meter corporate taxes, but you are double, triple charged. Smart meters and all of this are the tools of total control. And we actually have articles here out of the Daily Caller, but also one out of the Huffington Post where they quote the Democrats and Governor Cuomo and others as saying it doesn't exclude retired police officers, so all of them have to turn in their guns and magazines and stuff like that. He said they want, what they did is disarm the good guys and make sure the bad guys outlaw them. And that was said by a police officer. But so now they're talking about trying to pass a law in New York so, oh, the police can keep their guns. Here's another one. Feinstein gun control bill to exempt government officials. Not everyone will have and be able to abide by Senator Dianne Feinstein's gun control bill. If the proposed legislation becomes law, government officials, not servants, they are officials. They are royalty. Red carpets, everything. And others will be exempt. And it goes on to say feds, police, and others that can get a federal waiver. So see, that's out of the Weekly Standard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what our forebears revolted against. You could not buy land unless you were nobility in the colonies, large pieces of land. You couldn't get an export license or an import license unless you were, quote, part of the gentry nobility, a sir or above, you know, a lord's son. And so everybody sat there, not able to do business, not able to live, watching lesser men run everything. George Washington couldn't manufacture carriages. He wanted to. He had to buy at five, six times what they cost in England on top of the shipping, his gentleman's carriage. You had to buy the finished clothes from England. There were laws. You couldn't make firearms. You couldn't make hammers. You couldn't make nails. You couldn't have finished goods here as a globalist tool, mercantile tool, to not let development take place and to make everything be back in the home country where the globalist, where the empire controlled things. Just like today, it can only be made in China because of regulations here that make it impossible to be competitive. Well, back then, they just outright outlawed it. This is why our forebears were willing to lose everything and die, because they were sick of literally being spit on by the royals. And now government with the red carpets and the officials and the titles. I mean, I saw Dianne Feinstein and all of her minions up there yesterday with all of the traitor police chiefs of the big city crime syndicates that they brought in. And they had two cordons in front of the guns. We have to have two cordons in front of this. None of the media can even walk by the assault weapons, the semi-autos, because they're so dangerous. I actually have CNN saying this. We're going to play the clip later. Just total mind control. Talking to us like we're 3 years old, saying the boogeyman's over there. And Feinstein saying, I got a special waiver to even have these unloaded guns here. Like, oh, they're so deadly. Again, I've always told you they have these sitcoms and dramas based in New York where guns are banned, where everybody sees the image of guns being illegal and people going to jail for having guns, to where a carpet cleaner's in your house, sees a gun case, and calls the police in Texas or Arizona. This happens all the time. And the future, they're saying Homeland Security will respond to any reports of even legal guns and go ahead and take them to, quote, make sure you're not a criminal and then make you go through psychiatric evaluation if anyone calls on you saying you have guns. This has all been announced. Okay, so they know what they're doing. We, you know, behind two cordons, we have the guns. They're so deadly. And these police chiefs say ban them. And they themselves, the New York Police Department, it's in the news right here in my stack, is lobbying to have the a new bill passed so they can keep their guns when they retire. Unbelievably wicked criminals. Vicious, hateful. And they say in these quotes, we've got to protect ourselves from criminals once we retire. There's a quote in the Huffington Post, the irony is not lost on anybody, saying, well, I mean, once we retire, we got to have guns to protect ourselves. The criminals are still going to have guns. Really? The criminals are still going to have you're going to have guns because you're the new royalty. You're the officials. You're the authorities, not the servants, not the peace officers. You are the law enforcement officers. And the movies and the culture show nothing but the citizens groveling to the police. Now, I'm going to get to the TSA checkpoints where I live. See, the Army was out a few months ago. And Austinites should just rise up and go to the city council and the state capitol. This is all illegal. I want them out. This is illegal. And it's all getting you ready. Why are they getting you ready for trips on the streets and TSA checkpoints? I mean, down the street from me, on the road, searching people. Illegally. Violation of the 4th Amendment, 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment. Why are they doing this? Ladies and gentlemen, because they're criminals. They're collapsing the whole society, and they know they're all going to jail if they don't totally take over and arrest their opposition. They've stolen tens of trillions, the derivatives. The people running things make Ken Lay look like a choir boy, an angel. Literally. They are total ruthless mafia, and they know that we're waking up to them. They know there's a 9% approval rating. New evidence has come out on CNN that I'm going to be airing tonight. That's all I've got to say concerning me. Sandy Hook shooting, you know I have questions about it. I always do. They have a history of staging these things. So I believe and know people were killed there from the evidence we have. But there was definitely all the signs this is being managed. In fact, now it's pretty conclusive. I'm going to air that tonight. I'm shaken to my core right now. I mean, again, every instinct I've got is to flee this country right now. And I know others are bad as well, but I mean, this country is going to be the center of the nastiest stuff the world has ever seen if these crooks get their way. And all of you that serve the system, you're going to wish later you'd done something. The prosperity, the everything, it's gone. It's going to be totally gone, like oxygen out of the room. I saw footage this morning when I got up at about 6 a.m. at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that Paul Watson did an article on that really hurt me. Now, I've had the people on charged with life in prison for filming cops in public in Illinois. Courts throw it out. State appeals. They want to put you in jail for life for filming them. This is an upscale neighborhood. The footage up at Infowars.com. The neighbor's friends with the attractive redheaded housewife. And the police are going over their fence, putting in the smart meter. And she goes, look, wireless makes my son sick. We've discovered this. I've discovered it. It's certainly happening. But regardless, the things spy on you on record and tie into all the new electronics. They admit that. That are designed so they tie into it. They brag about this. And the police look like total scary goons. And they are now charging her with resisting police for talking to her. I've got the affidavit. And they're charging her for eavesdropping. And they arrested her. They came back and said, we saw that on YouTube. You didn't have a right to film me in public. While they film us and put smart meters on that spy on us and break the law crossing their property to put this on their house while she's telling them don't do it. And then the police chief of the town, I have it all listed here, it's also in the Chicago Tribune, they're reporting it like it's good, came and arrested the neighbor who was there. Her friend called her. The woman's barefooted in the cold. Because her neighbor called her, and she's like, please, you don't have a right to be on my property. The cops just push past her, bust open the fence, go in, they're placing it. The woman's standing out on the street filming them, and they imagine the police came and arrested her. Next, they're going to disappear us. And they want life in prison for the woman. Life in prison. We have links to that. Life in prison for filming them on the sidewalk. Now, Yeah, folks, tell me we're not living in a FEMA camp.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we even have video of it. Alex Jones here back live at 5,500 plus major hotels in the U.S. We have the press releases up there from the companies. They are now announcing what we first showed you about 2 years ago with the FEMA training videos for TSA, where you walk around the hotel and it says, look for terrorists, report suspicious things, or you go in the Walmarts and there's the telescreens. They're now going in everywhere. And when you go up, not just to get a rent car, but to check in, they ask you, who you come to see? What's going on? They are entering it into a Homeland Security database. So imagine everything is a police conversation. This makes the East German Stasi look like cavemen when it came to spying. And it's all happening, quote, for Al-Qaeda, who our government publicly now runs. Do I get an apology from everybody? Britons and other Westerners told to leave Benghazi after imminent terror threat by Al-Qaeda, the same Al-Qaeda they gave Libya. And I think you're so dumb you won't remember that. Now they're saying, we've got to have checkpoints on highways, as I predicted. In fact, I have that, because Al-Qaeda may have gotten heat-seeking missiles out of Libya. I don't even have time to toot my horn. How many times have I told you in the last year, since they got all those heat-seekers, 10,000-plus of them, they'd be saying that. Now they're saying heat-seeking missiles. Our government gives them the heat-seeking missiles and now is going to run checkpoints where I live. And I will not put up with it, you terrorist. I know you did it. And again, it's not, quote, even our government. Most of the government's compartmentalized. It's the foreign megabanks. This is how they're going to take over. They tell you it's for Al-Qaeda, it's for the American people. Now, Illinois is the worst about this. And we're on several stations in Illinois, including Chicago. And I see these videos. We've had people on from Illinois who've been charged with life imprisonment, got thrown out by the judge. But the state came and did a brief and said, no, we want this guy in jail. Now, this woman calls her neighbor. She comes over. They're filming. If you're a radio listener, I'm going to narrate it for you. They go, oh, a very nice neighborhood. It looks like they're $500,000 houses or more. Nice. And again, my point is nice, attractive, conservative-looking women. I mean, no one's safe, folks, okay? And the police look like total goons. They have that arrogant, sly look. Like, we can do whatever we want. They have the look of gangsters. I mean, I've been to towns where they got good police. You can instantly see they're good guys. They're bearing, how they act. They're humble, but they're serious. These are thugs, in my view, just watching them. And then they go across, violate her Fourth Amendment, put it in. The video's up at InfoWars.com. It's so incredible. It's got to go viral. And her neighbor films it for her, and their friends talking from the sidewalk. And they're now charging her with, well, I'll read the article in a moment. Here is just some of the audio for radio listeners and video for people watching us right now at InfoWarsNews.com. Here it is.
So here's UPA installers crossing over locked fences.
Climbing them over.
Against consent.
Bolt cutters.
They are going onto people's properties with police permission. They are crossing.
They're the permission. Well, the government's God.
Laura, do you give consent to have this smart meter installed?
No, absolutely not. This is putting my child in harm's way. My child has a chronic illness, and it could affect her illness and make it worse. And I absolutely don't agree.
Step away from the fence for a minute.
Why?
I can get through.
Okay, so police are now crossing locked fences without homeowners' consent.
Just do whatever they want.
And opening. Laura, do you give consent?
Those look like $1 million houses, actually.
Property.
Maybe $2 million.
Protecting the city. It's like a dictatorship.
Guarantee these women are listeners. We're going to get them on.
Officer, do you feel comfortable with what you're doing?
Pretty soon they're actually going to be putting smart meters on your house,
Laura,
ladies.
You're the homeowner. Those two men that are on your property.
They take what they want. They always do in history.
Knowing that my daughter is chronically ill and this could affect her illness.
That's enough.
Do you give
the whole video's up there. There's a lot more of it. You can go read the article here. The Chicago Tribune is very excited about wanting to put this woman in jail. Illinois, because that'll teach the slaves. Illinois, because, you know, people are part of the ruling class. This is like fun to rout us. It says, Illinois citizens still being arrested for filming police despite court ruling which blocked unconstitutional law. So on your own property, you don't film God. Illinois citizens are still being arrested for recording police officers despite a Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruling last year that blocked the enforcement of the law on the grounds that it was unconstitutional. They say public filming is eavesdropping. Following yesterday's story concerning residents of Naperville, who attempted to resist utility workers by speaking to them, invading their private property to install so-called smart meters, which have been linked with health issues. It emerged that one of the refuseniks, Malia Kim Bandis, was arrested on attempted eavesdropping charges for recording police officers during the incident. They charged her for some other stuff, too. The irony of citizens being arrested for supposedly eavesdropping on cops in public, where there is no expectation of privacy, while simultaneously the government forcibly installs devices on people's property on record that do eavesdrop and spy on everything you're doing in your home, is incredible. We'll be right back with a lot more. It gets worse.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
He's sitting right next to me by Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily, best-selling author, worked with the State Department and other intelligence agencies. He can certainly speak to Benghazi and the whitewash there, incredible zones that communist Chinese are setting up inside America, NAFTA and GATT, expanding the North American Union, the gun grabbing that's going on. We're going to talk about all of it with him in just a moment. But first off, I said I would announce this a few weeks ago. I've just been too busy, but it is the biggest contest we've ever had. And it is for $115,000, our new film contest, $115,000. First place, $100,000 cash prize. Second place, $10,000. Third place, $5,000. And then you will be in a pool in the running to have InfoWars.com and our news operation finance your film to then put it out, not just on the internet for free like I've done with all my others, but what we've seen Dinesh D'Souza and others do, putting them in theaters. Now, I've always known how to do this, and it's not that I shrink from work. It's just that I know the model. I have a lot of Hollywood contacts, as people know. And so that is going to be the plan. Now, they may shut everything down by then, but regardless, $100,000 sounds like a lot of money, and it is. The biggest contest out there is Doritos. It's $100,000. So this is the biggest contest next to Doritos. You know, Twin Peaks up there. And with the other $15,000, it's the biggest. But for the bang for the buck, Liberty Films that are put on YouTube, whether they're 3 minutes or 2 hours, that's the rules, between 3 and 2 hours long, it can be history, can be drama, can be fiction, nonfiction, Agenda 21, Second Amendment, you name it. I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the next hour when Dr. Cortsy leaves us. He's with us for the rest of the hour and then half of the next hour, and I'll play the special video announcement that will be posted in the next 30 minutes or so up at Infowars.com. I'll play that four-minute announcement for everybody up at Infowars.com. So that press release and more coming in T-minus about 56 minutes from now. That will go live at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And again, for $100,000 or $115,000, there'll probably be 500 films made. A couple hundred of them are going to be excellent. A few of them will be off the chart, and it'll be a win-win. Everybody that enters is going to be a winner because you get the word out about the globalists. This is Operation Paul Revere. And the Bombay doors are open. We're over the globalists. We drop the bomb, the info weapon, in T-minus 55 minutes and counting. And we're going to turn loose the power of the people. This will be our 22nd contest. We've already paid out over $150,000 over the years of these contests. We're going to do that basically all in one fail swoop. And then you'll have a chance to be part of the production of 3 films a year, big films and over a dozen smaller films. We plan to just put everything into this fight, so keep buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ProPure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep supporting our sponsors. Keep spreading the word, because we're taking those Federal Reserve notes in and turning it right back against the enemy. Wars cost money. And the reason we've been so successful is we have history, we're dogged, we're focused, and we are putting the money back into the fight. Not into private jets. Okay, so that's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us here in studio. He received a PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72, and he's also currently a senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. He's had a whole bunch of number one bestsellers like Unfit for Command and others. Again, he's had 5 number one New York Times bestsellers, I guess. It's just amazing. And he also worked in security and other highly classified areas for the State Department and for unnamed intelligence agencies. And he joins us here to break down what's happening. Doc, before we get into Benghazi, before we get into Agenda 21, before we get into the total rush that's happening and Feinstein saying titles of nobility to government people to be exempt from gun laws even after they're out of office, and police, before we get into all of that, what do you make of airport terror announcements now in hotels, highway checkpoints here in Austin now looking for terrorists while the borders are wide open? I mean, they are really accelerating things. What's happening?
Well, I think it's a whole clampdown, the whole decision by the government to get as much information on the populace as they can get. I mean, you got to remember, it wasn't just the Nazis confiscated guns. The Nazis were experts in censuses and getting people to tell them what they owned, where it was. When the Nazis came to take the Jews away, they could say, where is that bracelet you described in such and such a census? And you said you used to keep it in this drawer. Where is it now? I mean, it got down to that kind of specific information.
Everyone just loves submitting.
It's submitting. People say, oh, well, we got to fill out all these forms. We got to do all these census reports. And by the way, Alex, I never worked as an employee of the government. I worked with these agencies.
You were a consultant.
Consultant. I just wanted to make that clear so people didn't think I was misrepresenting anything I've done. I'm always precise on that.
And you've worked in finance for some of the big outfits.
25 years in finance for banks around the world, and still have all my securities and insurance licenses.
Well, we know all the real agents. We know all the real agents actually aren't in the agencies.
Well, it's better not to be in the agencies.
Yeah.
But at any rate, look, the whole purpose right now is to collect information. I mean, my corporations, we just got forms coming from, I believe, the Census Bureau or the Commerce Department. All kinds of detailed information.
My point was, you worked high level in the State Department. Absolutely. In security. Tell folks, since we never brought that up, what you did do in that area.
Well, it was a period of time I was working with some top psychiatrists here in, actually in Dallas, and we went into the State Department and trained State Department personnel on hostage survival techniques. This was right after the take over the embassy in Tehran. I spent almost 2 years doing high-level work on survival of terrorist incidents and developed protocol for the State Department and the State Department employees around the world. A lot of that information is being used today. I developed a computer model that predicted the outcome of terrorist events, published it in an International Journal of Conflict Resolution at Yale.
My point is, you can really speak to Benghazi. That's why I brought all this up. I mean, we've even got General Boykin coming out. Let's get into that now.
Well, Benghazi, I mean, first of all, the Benghazi issue is one that we have to, first of all, figure out what they were doing there. And what they were doing, as far as I can figure out, Stevens and the others, is they were, it was another kind of fast and furious operation, bringing weapons into Libya with the ultimate intent they were going to end up with Al-Qaeda. And a lot of those weapons today are ending up in Syria. Those same weapons, if we could track them, I would believe the weapons that were brought in by the U.S. government through Libya.
Well, that's what the former head of special forces, Boykin, General Boykin, saying.
And I think some of them were used by the Mali Al-Qaeda terrorists in that attack. But if we could find and track those weapons, you've got...
Why would the State Department want... Because they had a huge weapons cache at that safe house.
Yes.
And then why would, for 8 hours, the White House be caught lying? We now know, order a stand down. Were they trying to get rid of people after the transaction, or was it a double cross by the Al-Qaeda security they hired to run Benghazi?
Well, see, first of all, I think there's so many games going on this. First of all, Stevens, you remember, came into Benghazi when Gaddafi was in power. He came in through a cargo ship or something. He kind of snuck in.
Tripoli.
Yeah, Tripoli. Came into Tripoli. Ended up in Benghazi.
Yeah, the commando invasion.
And was funding and providing weapons to eliminate Gaddafi. So these people who ended up killing Stevens were actually funded and gotten weapons to them and to their allies. But then now, see, Stevens is turning on them. We realized we're missing maybe a million weapons. We don't know where they are. And Stevens is trying to find out where those weapons are. Al-Qaeda was taking and shipping those weapons into Syria. We're beginning to find out these weapons are...
Well, of course, the West wants that. They're running the whole attack.
And, in fact, it's the same thing as we did in Fast and Furious. We provided the weapons. The weapons ended up in the hands of the gun cartels. Look, I just did this big expose on HSBC Bank. HSBC Bank doing major money laundering for the Mexican drug cartels. They just paid something like $1 billion, dollars in fines on the information that we helped to develop. You come to the final realization, look, we are the drug cartels. You don't money launder $1 billion of money, bring it to the Tijuana branch in $100 bills and having it put into an account without the federal government knowing about it.
When I take $1,000 out of the bank, they act suspicious and ask me what I'm doing, and I get in a big argument with them. It's none of your business. I mean, they won't even let Gerald Celente get $10,000 out.
The idea that we're preventing terrorism, and we're running the terrorist operation, they get the law to know everything about your business and collect the data.
So just like Fast and Furious was to be blamed on the Second Amendment to take that away, they give Al-Qaeda all these missiles, let them take out the Syrians, then, oh, we got to take your rights because there's 10,000 heat-seeking missiles missing.
Exactly, and we've got to make sure that, you know, we clamp down on guns in America because look at the violent levels.
And now they're saying Homeland Security is now for guns, not for Al-Qaeda. It's for the gun owners, it's for the libertarians, it's for the conservatives, it's for the returning veterans.
Well, see, we're going to be defined as anyone who doesn't go along with the agenda. Anyone who objects, anyone who raises questions, immediately you're on the suspect list.
How do we respond to that? Because, again, I mean, you've been there at the highest, levels of the system in banking and in consulting and everything. You know, you've written books that brought down major presidential candidates. You're a big insider. You don't say that, but let's just admit you are, Dr. Corsi, Jerome Corsi. Where are we going? Because I see this as a Vichy-French sympathizer takeover where the foreign banks are like the Vichy-French, the generals stand down, they turn America over to it, and that's what I see. I mean, they admit it.
Well, first of all, Alex, you're doing a great job, and we at WND, we work with you, we support you, we think you're doing a great job. We're on the same team. The first job is you're exposing, you're calling the agenda, and you're opening people's eyes.
So what is the agenda? I mean, do you concur with my analysis?
Absolutely. The agenda is complete domination of the American people. It's totalitarianism. This is the...
And there's no doubt now. It's 100% naked.
This is the left its most bald ever running to the finish line.
I mean, yeah, I mean, every instinct I've got is get out of the country.
They're saying, next we'll take your property. I mean, the whole agenda here, collectivism, what is you know, you don't own that. The government.
You didn't build that.
You didn't build that. You know, we own it. We need this to redistribute it. Yeah, the whole plan of getting people out of their houses.
Okay, well, I studied the 1917 takeover, as you have. From everything I know, they're using that plan, and I'm not just saying that for theatrics. You've got the floor. I want you to break that down. From everything I'm seeing, they're planning to try to start a civil war and call him Lincoln.
It is always the same plan. The plan is disarm the people. The plan is call the people the terrorists. Get information on the people. And then divide, find out which is the group. Is it going to be the Jews? Who's it going to be this time that is a scapegoat group that has to be collected? It's going to be the white militia.
They're now saying that.
It's going to be anyone white who still believes in Jesus Christ and professes, you know, religion.
Wow, they actually say that.
Sure.
It's in the manuals.
This is the plan. These are the people that are going to marginalize.
No. The peers pressure thing article actually said, let them get ready, we're coming for you, and the communist Chinese are going to help. That's Newsweek. It says Newsweek on the byline is saying they're that confident.
Well, look, the whole plan of the United States being bankrupt, I just wrote a short book on the Cloward Pivot Theory, that it's a plan to bankrupt the United States.
Yeah.
And with the Chinese owning as much of our debt as the Federal Reserve owns, they're one and two in competitors, China is saying already, we'll take equity instead of the debt. We'll manage your ports. We'll take land. We'll have occupation zones within the United States that we create as free trade zones. I wrote an article this week in WND, where China is buying oil rights in the United States that George W. Bush prevented China from doing with the Unocal deal, saying it was a national security threat. Now, today, under Obama, China's signing left and right oil and natural gas deals. When we're still dependent on foreign oil,
he won't let us develop, does everything he can to block it, while giving huge swaths of the
China.
China just bought China. The biggest oil fields in Texas, hundreds of thousands of different acres. I can drive 20 miles and show you Chinese-owned areas.
And China just made a big deal, bought one of the major companies in Canada, which owns rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, in U.S. territory. China's going to own and operate those rigs. China is going to be essentially producing oil out of resources while we're buying oil and natural gas, especially oil, on foreign markets. It makes no sense at all. Why are we buying foreign oil and letting the Chinese? Well, because, again, the plan.
That's why they gave them the Panama Canal. That's why they gave them all the industry. That's why, I mean, this is so diabolical.
Take a look at this little ebook I wrote. I wrote two ebooks I think are very important. One is on Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Obama, and the second is on the Cloward Pivot Theory, which is the plan, Obama's plan to bankrupt the United States. That's what it's called. These two sociologists came up with the conclusion the only way to transform America into a socialist state was to bring it to its knees economically by overloading the welfare and the welfare state with obligations that could not be met.
That's the plan. Look at the Daily Beast article. It says we need the communist Chinese government to tell us what to do. This is globalism. We've got to get Americans ready to have our TV foreign-owned, like current TV. Somewhere Alex Jones is readying his flamethrower. Let him. And they go on to say we're going to use the minorities and have and basically racial division, and we're going to use women. They're actually admitting what Rush Limbaugh finally said yesterday. They want a race war in this country.
Race war. Look at how the campaign was run. This Obama ran a race war campaign. Saul Alinsky, you know, the rich are not paying their fair share. So you flame the economic resentment. Get all the minorities to feel, you know, the white majority has stolen your money. They made you
work. And have Obama raise taxes on poor people, so they're hurting even worse.
Well, and again, it's part of the plan to bankrupt everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Because under the lie that he wasn't going to raise taxes, he did raise taxes
on
something like 87% of the workers in the country.
Exactly. It's so diabolical. It is so diabolical.
Lying, all the time.
So how do we stop them? Because, I mean, this is a real Soviet-style takeover.
Yes, in fact.
Congressman Brown just came out and said Obama only is faithful to the Soviet Constitution.
In fact, go back and ask, what has Obama done for the African-Americans? Look at the unemployment rate among African-Americans. What has he done?
They've been hurt the worst.
The worst. Look, what has he done for the youth who have voted for him? Highest unemployment rate. The slimmest chances of jobs of any generation that we've ever had in America. These are the Obama zombies that encompass.
And he re-legalized U.S. funding for basically forced abortions in China, where they give the women money if they get aborted.
And kill the babies, left and right, force women to have abortions in China. China, look, you go try to bring a Bible and profess the religion of Jesus Christ in China, you'll be in prison. China.
But I mean, Doc, even though I know all this stuff, we're going to break, I can't believe it's really happening.
The Bank of China has had meetings with the United States government. The plan is set for China to transfer its debt into equity, own parts of the United States, manage.
That's official.
It's official. The meetings have happened.
That's why they said in the People's Daily a month ago, you will take the guns.
The meetings have happened.
So they want the property. They know we're going
to
fight.
And China wants to disarm the United States before this plan is implemented.
We are being conquered by the globalists leveraging China.
Absolutely. China wants us to have no weapons.
I mean, this is so. And I want to talk about the military.
It's a plan. The Cloward-Piven theory, Obama's plan to bankrupt America.
A Soviet globalist commie plan. We'll be back.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Folks, the reason I keep talking about since yesterday this peer pressure article that I came out January 21st, I didn't see till the 24th, is that I haven't had time to read it on air yet. And it says, yeah, we're getting rid of America. We're getting rid of sovereignty. You know, we're going under globalization, new world order. And the gun owners are going to have to turn their guns in. And, you know, the communist Chinese, thank God other governments are going to help. I mean, it's everything I saw in the Weatherman trials, going back and seeing the old footage where they plan to bring in the Chinese and all this. And it sounds crazy. Here we are 30, 40 years later, and they're really going to try it. I mean, and I believe they're going to fail, but there's going to be a civil war. Ron Paul agreed last week with us on air. Countless others, every analyst I talked to. Let me ask you that, Dr. Corsi, best-selling author here in studio with us. Hey, how are things going for them? They're teamed up with China. That much is clear. Do you think they're able to actually execute this? How do we defeat them? What is the time frame?
Well, first of all, exposing them is critical. Like what you're doing every day is critical. The time frame is now. It's immediate. The plan to bankrupt America is ongoing today. Collard Piven theory is in.
$22 billion to ship General Motors overseas.
Got to read the Collard Piven theory. I wrote it out in this little ebook. And it explains you bankrupt the United States by overloading welfare with demands that welfare can never meet, including Obamacare, including, wait, they'll take the student tuitions and forgive all those loans.
It's all designed to bankrupt.
All designed to bankrupt. China has had meetings. China wants assets. And see, the New World Order people say, well, China's the future. Why? Because China's communist, but they combine capitalism under communism in a model.
And the elites are exempt.
And the elites are exempt. The elites get to lead a privileged life with weapons, go into any federal building. What do you find? You find armed guards. You go through metal detectors. All your property is searched. Now, the federal government's going to be well protected, and they're going to have weapons everywhere, but they're going to take our weapons because China does not want to take over the United States with an armed citizen.
It's unbelievable. And they're planning to just have a slow-motion Red Dawn with all the infra and give China tax incentives, as they've announced, in these free trade zones where no one can compete.
Look, I wrote about, you've even got Governor Perry back with Sintra, rebuilding the parts of the Trans-Texas Corridor.
That was superhighway.
Superhighways. They're coming back in with toll roads. They're under the radar. They signed something like $20 billion.
Everything is to bankrupt. How is it going for them?
Done incrementally, so you can't see that it's happening in little pieces. It's going well. I mean, they're well. You've got Obama reelected. They've got, you know, a socialist agenda set out. They got the Republicans on the run. What's going to stop them is the Second Amendment and the American people finally waking up and saying no. And Alex, you're playing a big role in this. Every day getting the information. We at WND, every day getting the information in front of the people, the truth. Look, I just wrote about the fact of oil. We are selling to the Chinese oil rights throughout the United States.
For nothing.
For nothing. And George W. Bush would not. Remember, Unocal was going to be taken over, I think, 2000.
And that's what government land is all about, so they could just give it away.
They can give it away.
I remember 15 years ago reading about the UN World Heritage Sites where they admitted the buffer zones, hundreds of thousands of square miles around it, was being pledged to the national debt. And who owns the debt?
China wants to manage the ports.
China.
China wants to manage the ports. They're managing the ports right now.
No, that's the deal. We'll use your dollars for slave goods our slaves make with suicide nets around the factories. But you give us the Long Beach and the Panama Canal and the infrastructure and the oil.
Panama Canal, China is. They're managing with
everything. Everything.
Manzanilla. They're ready to manage Los Angeles, and they want free trade zones in the United States where communist Chinese can come in and set up business.
This is a takeover.
It's a takeover. It's a step-by-step takeover. And it's happening. And our debt is giving China the leverage they need to demand assets.
And then the globalists use our military, what's left of it, as the leverage point to keep the commie Chinese in line.
We don't have to have a military. China has one.
We'll be right back.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.